Hi, this is Tim Bradshaw from the Financial Times. I'm here with Sir Martin Sorrell, Chief Executive of
Hello,
WPP.
Tim.
Sir Martin,
Yes, Tim.
how are you finding Cannes? Where how is the mood on the streets, or the deserted streets of Cannes this year?
Well, it's not quite deserted. I mean, it seems to be pretty busy to me, but I'm told it's 40% less in terms of entries for awards and people here. So I think the mood is subdued, reflective. But it's the best I think opportunity for people to celebrate the creative content of our industry, and the clients enjoy it, and I think the people enjoy it. Our people certainly like winning awards, and clients like winning awards. I mean, whether these are the right awards to win is a matter of eternal debate. We've included PR, or they've included PR this year, along with design and interactive and cyber. So I think it's becoming more of an industry event rather than an advertising event, which I think is good news.
What's have you just sort of detected a shift in tone in the sort of award-winning content this year? I mean,
I
the
haven't seen
Best Job in the
enough.
World was a very cheap campaign that's gone on to won three Grand Prix. I mean, it's does that say something about what
That
we're
may say something about the way that the entries are put together, how the judges. I think, no, I don't think that's a particularly 2009 thing. I mean, it might be a little bit reflective of that, and that people are looking for very effective ways of developing campaigns and thinking about them. But no, I don't think it's particularly. I haven't noticed that. I haven't seen it as probably as much as you have in terms of the content. But I think people are looking for interesting, innovative ideas in exactly the same way as they did before. I looked closely at the cyber stuff yesterday and the design stuff, and I think that the pity is that the specialist agencies. So it just reminded me a little bit about Formula One, actually, in a funny way, that you need a B car entry here, one that doesn't take so much money. It doesn't take the $400,000 or $500,000 a year to run the team. But you can run it on a smaller amount. I mean, I think the smaller, you see it in the PR. I mean, 15 entries. I think only three came from specialist PR agencies, which is a bit of a nonsense. I mean, I can't believe the best PR gets done in advertising agencies. I just can't believe that. Some of it might, but not all of it, not to that extent. So the smaller agencies, the more specialized agencies, is probably the better way of putting it, I think have got to be encouraged in a better way to compete here in Cannes. And there is a technique to doing it. There is a way of going about it. There are things that appeal to the judges. It may be one of the things that might appeal to the judges is what you suggested in terms of what it is and how it's done. But I think it has to be broadened a bit.
Can I quickly ask you where we are in the
The what?
shape of the recession stakes? Obviously, yes.
L-shaped and italic L. I think very tough 09, very tough first half of 09. I think it looks like it's getting better in the second half because the comparatives in the second half of last year.
But it's not really better,
no,
is your indication.
I think tonally, the tonality, is that the English word for it? The tonality is better. I think CMOs and CEOs, and I'm sure you see a fair number, I think they feel better about things, or they say they feel better about things. It might have extended to their hearts and their minds, but it hasn't extended to their wallets. I mean, they're not spending, and I think consumers are not dissimilar. I think that the experience that we went through of Lehman was so staring into the abyss. The stories about Paulson telling investment banks in New York, you can't leave the building unless you approve, and you want your board meeting, you have to do it over the phone. And I heard that the British government had prepared a statutory instrument so that we would have a bank holiday on the following Monday of Lehman, just in case they hadn't been able to get agreement with the banks. I mean, that sort of tells you, I think, in a pretty stark way, how awful things must have been, and that's a big worry. So I think, having looked down the abyss, and I think companies, the extremely good companies that had financing glitches, were looking into the abyss. And I think government saw that, I think companies seen that, and I think consumers seen that, particularly in the high propensity to spend West, as opposed to the high propensity to save East. That was the case. Anyway, so I think net-net, tough first half of 09. Looks as though it's getting better in the second half. A little bit of a recovery in 2010. $64,000 question is whether governments are going to cut the deficits, increase taxes, increase unemployment.
Thanks very much indeed.